Welcome to Seasons. We are so pleased to have you join us today. Seasons is a series of audio stories by me, Miss Jackie, commissioned by Upswing for you to enjoy in your favourite park, garden, or any small patch of green space you can find. But you can still have lots of fun listening at home as well. It's best to listen to this on headphones. You can listen alone or with someone else. You can take time to pause and think about all the natural wonders that are all around you. Are you ready? Have you ever wondered what it must feel like to live at the top of trees? I love to climb trees. It makes everything else seem smaller the higher you go. When you find a good branch to perch from, you feel like the ruler of your own nest. And sometimes you feel like a hungry squirrel gathering nuts. What animal would you be high in the tree? Tell me what you see. What it must feel like to have space to stretch. The air is clear and your lungs thank you for inhaling. There is just enough of a breeze to give you chills. You and the tree are connected before you realize that the sun has started to spy on you. Shadows entertain themselves under the sun and the trees having conversations. The wind tries to comb through your hair and you don't mind. You can hear the leaves on the trees boldly whisper to each other. You remember being silent is sometimes worth it. Did you know that some scientists think that even in a forest of trees, a tree can recognize their little seedling and help them grow? Just how people that love us know who we are and help us grow. The tree reminds you that you are only as old as you feel, and right now you feel ageless. You are finally high enough to hear birds flap their wings just before they take off. Trees can teach you many lessons, like how to root yourself in soil that nourishes you, how to grow even when you're told not to, how to stretch out your branches because we're not meant to be in boxes. Trees know how to grow while giving each other space to do the same. If trees could speak, I wonder what they would say, what secrets they hold. Actually, did you know trees can talk to each other? Trees can speak through their underground roots. I like placing my hands on the trunks of trees and tracing the bark. No tree is ever the same. They are as unique as fingerprints. Did you know, as trees grow, they add new layers of wood to their trunks? If you count each ring, you can guess how old a tree could be. Trees grow and change just like you. Year after year, season after season, think about how much you've grown in the space of a year. Did your hair grow like leaves on trees? Did you get a little taller like branches growing upwards? Trees know how to be a home, know how to give shade and shelter when needed, know how to stand tall, just in case you like to climb one. Trees know how to be trees, and that is magic in itself. Some trees can live for hundreds and sometimes even thousands of years. Can you imagine that? Let's invent a story about a tree. Can you find a tree to sit under? It's okay if you can't get out today. You can imagine your favorite tree. Have you found a tree? Or have you pictured one in your head? Let's settle underneath. Close your eyes and take a moment to relax. Imagine how long the tree has been here. Imagine all the things it might have seen. Take some paper or a voice recorder and write or record some ideas that you might incorporate into your story. Things that might have happened that the tree has seen. Maybe a stormy night or a flood. A story about who might live in the tree. A family of squirrels or a lonely spider. Can you make a story to share with your friends or family? Maybe you can create a new bedtime story for when you get home. Each season brings exciting changes. What else do you notice if you really look? In spring, can you find new green leaves and sticky leaf buds? Different color blossoms? A piece of eggshell. Look for fragments of shell that have fallen on the ground. But stay away from the birds' nests. On a summer's day, can you find a caterpillar nibbled leaf? A spotty ladybird? A trail of ants climbing along the bark? Make sure you look, but not touch. In autumn, can you track down a spindly spider web? Bright red berries? Swirling helicopter seeds. In winter, when the trees are bare, can you see a lacy leafy skeleton, evergreen leaves, an abandoned bird's nest in the trees? Thank you for listening. If you've liked this experience, tell us about it on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter at Upswing Ariel. We'd love to hear from you, and we'd love to see drawings or photos of what you found in your natural world. We'd also invite you to visit your local library, where you can find a whole world of stories, poems, and books that can help you discover more about the natural world around us. We'd also like to thank our funders, the John Lyons Charity, Brent, London Borough of Culture 2020, and the Wembley Park Community Fund. And remember, you can come back and listen to us as many times as you like. We hope to hear from you soon.